Hello, everybody, and welcome to the very first podcast at Wall Street English. I'm here today with Laura. How are you today, Laura?
Hi, everyone. I'm great. How are you, Jack?
I'm okay, yeah. I'm very good, thank you. And how are you, Michael?
I'm okay, but I'm a little bit sick today, so I'm sorry about my voice.
That's okay, Michael. So, it's October, and today we're going to talk about Halloween. Laura, can you tell us a little bit about Halloween?
Yeah, of course. So, I am the perfect person to talk to you about Halloween, because I am Irish. And Halloween is an Irish originating holiday. That means that it started in Ireland.
Oh, very interesting, Laura. I didn't know that it was Irish, actually. Can you tell us a little bit more?
Yeah, of course. So, people believed that the night before Halloween, that was a time when the living and the dead came together. So, people began to dress up, which means they put on costumes like ghosts or vampires in order to confuse the ghosts of the dead.
I did not know that, Laura.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Very cool. So, now I know a little bit more about the origins of Halloween. What date is Halloween, Michael?
So Halloween is always on the 31st of October, which is the very last day of the month of October. So the very last day of this month.
And did you celebrate this when you were young?
Yeah, I think it's a holiday that's very popular in Anglophone countries and maybe not so popular in Francophone countries. But in England and in America, it's very, very popular.
When I was young, I used to go around to all the houses in my village. And we used to knock on the door and we would all say, "Trick or treat!" And then we would ask for sweets or play a trick on the person.
What kind of trick?
Nah, it's just a joke, Laura. Don't worry.
Okay.
We didn't really play tricks. Okay, so in the past, what costumes have you worn, Laura, for Halloween?
Ooh. I've been a witch and a pumpkin a lot.
Nice. And Michael, how about you?
I think I've been the most kind of common and traditional Halloween costumes, so like a ghost or a vampire or a werewolf.
So I guess the theme has to be something scary.
Of course.
But nowadays costumes have changed a little and you can come as anything you want. For example, last year I came as a cat.
Okay, Laura, so it doesn't have to be scary nowadays.
No, it doesn't have to be, but it's preferable.
Okay, great. So, if you want to celebrate Halloween with us at Wall Street English, we're having a party on the 31st of October from 7 p.m. until 8. It's not an obligation to wear fancy dress, but if you want to, you can. And make sure you book at the reception with Charlotte, Jodie or Lizzie. So hopefully, see you there, and
happy Halloween!